Hello and welcome, Audio Boom. This is me speaking live from a gondola in Queenstown.
And the door's closing.
The door's closing.
My beautiful wife Bonnie is here on my right. And we've got my beautiful best man Mark Wilson.
Hello.
And his beautiful wife Emma.
Hello.
And we're all beautiful.
And Lizzie's here.
The gondola's with and beautiful Lizzie. And the gondola's where the beautiful people are. And what you're probably starting to hear now is the noise of the background disappearing as we go up. Can you guys tell us anything about the history of these gondolas and anything like that?
I can't actually.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
we come up here regularly. It was built for tourists.
Yeah.
I know that it's probably been here since about the 1980s. If not even the 70s, actually. They've been around for quite a while.
Yep, it's a very good money-making enterprise for Skyline, we know that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
There aren't that many places with gondolas like this. I think Rotorua has a similar...
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is also called the Skyline, I think.
It could be the same company.
Could be.
So, any view to tell us about, Emma, since you're the only
one? The view is spectacular. From behind, I'm looking out over the bay across your shoulders, and we can see the whole of Queenstown. We can see out across to Kelvin Heights and Jack's Point. I can see the lake coming into view with all the boats on it, and in the background we've got the Remarkables and the beautiful snow on the top of the jagged hills behind you.
A lot of people listening to us from the Northern Hemisphere will find it weird that, you know, here we are in July
there's
snow and things, and we've got some of the most wonderful skiing in the Southern Hemisphere, so people do come from all over the place. And the Remarkables, how would you describe, they're like a range?
Yes. Very, very jagged mountain range.
Yes.
Does anyone know how they got their name?
I think somebody thought, how remarkable.
How remarkable.
Yes.
They're higher, I think, than, say, Coronet Peak.
Yes.
And as far as I know, I can't recall. Do they have snow making up there?
They do have snow making.
Almost have to.
Pretty much on all of the all of the ski fields. There are a lot more natural snow up there though because it's higher.
Because it's higher.
Yeah. And they've got a new ski building this year.
Oh, tremendous.
Yes.
And of course, not many people realise this, Mark, but you were named after that mountain range because Mark is actually short for remarkable.
Remarkable Abel.
There is. Well, there's a helicopter landing pad at the top of Skyline.
Oh, okay.
It's very peaceful floating around up here.
Oh, it's gorgeous. The window's open, so you can hear the...
It's a beautiful... We've been very fortunate with the weather. We've had glorious sunny weather. We haven't had snow. I think... Was there a part of you that wanted lots of snow, Bonnie?
I thought I would see some snow, but...
No, it's anything but. So it's
if it was 2 weeks ago, then you might have got some. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's actually nicer here than Wellington because there's no wind.
Yeah.
It was really windy on Sunday.
Well, they don't call Wellington the windy city for nothing.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it was spectacularly windy.
I've never heard wind being described as spectacular.
Oh, mate, who has seen the wind? When we get to the city end of the gondola ride, where do we end up?
We end up at
Shangri-La.
We end up at the top of the gondola.
There's the viewing platform. There's the cafe. There's the restaurant and bar. There's a haka. You can go and see the Maori's doing the haka thing.
I think you mean the haka, not
haka,
the haka.
Okay,
the haka
sounds like
some computer crook.
And how high up is it? Do we know exactly what the height of it is?
I don't. We're going to have to go and read some information.
We're going to have to consult the Google family.
That's
There's
right.
probably something up there at the top that says...
Oh, and you can go bungee jumping at the top.
Oh, okay.
I'd love for Bonnie to do a bungee jump.
Are
you going to do a bungee jump?
No.
We could do an audio boom of that.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Three, two, one, bungee!
I can't believe that Bonnie hasn't bungee jumped. Well, anyway, so that's good. So I'm going to send this now, but it's very peaceful. We're having a glorious honeymoon, and we will probably get to another... Honey boom.
After our spa tomorrow.
At some point. And people actually made comment about the small electromagnetic interference in some of the honey boom one. We'd just like to explain that the reason for that was because the sparks are just flying between us, mate.
So
at this early stage, in our married life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really huge.
Yes. Well, on that basis, may there be long interference.
And can I just close by saying, go Apple Music and go Hurricanes.
Yay! Go the Highlanders.
They can go all the way back here.
I think there's another helicopter.
Right. I think we're coming into land or something.
We're right below the bungee now. Nobody's preparing to jump, though.
Yeah, we seem to have a copter heli.
Yes. That's probably taking off again, having landed at the top.
A calihopter.
I was getting nervous about, because there was a U.S. fighter jet that clipped the wires on a, I don't know if it was a gondola or a ski lift in Italy and killed a bunch of tourists.
No.
They were flying too low and they were trying to fly under the wires.
We heard a helicopter at our resort yesterday, and I think it might have been somebody arriving at our resort. It's that kind of a place.
Arriving in their fairway side home. Have you seen the houses over there?
Oh, yes, they're pretty gorgeous.
Are they mansions?
Top end.
Just big houses, big chalets.
I was reading the compendium with the KNFB reader, and they were talking about how you can buy real estate, and they give you people to contact, but before you're allowed to buy real estate, you have to apply for and gain admission to the country club. Only then can you buy real estate.
Which I can only imagine what the cost to join that club is, what the annual fee.
Time to sign off, Jonathan. We're nearly there. We're about to climb.
All right, we're about to get in there, so I've got to get out of this gondola now. Gondola. So I say to you, Gondola Vista.
Gondola Vista!
Goodbye.